This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to Viz City, the KLCC Arts Review Program.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going to three different venues. We've talked about it here on Viz City before. The tighter gallery situation gets, the more artists are looking for alternative spaces, many times in businesses, which is the case today. We're going to go over to Full City, Allen Brothers Coffee, and Oregon Art Supply. Where do you want to start here?
Well, I think I'll start at Allen Brothers Beanery on 5th Street. John Watson teaches Lane Community College. He teaches art and history of photography. He says he has a fascination with the interesting and eye-catching, and his series of eight particularly are black and whites. And, you know, I learned more about John than I knew before just by looking at his photographs. Mm-hmm. Because they have a real quality of intimacy in the way that he's printed them.
The black and whites are fairly small. The ones that I actually spent more time looking at were the colored ones. They're mm-hmm. over in the window there on the Fifth mm-hmm. Street side. And I've always been fascinated by the paint on the streets that you see, you know, out walking mm-hmm. around, and they just paint over everything, the cracks, and they build up. Well, he has focused a little series on that about street paint, I guess you call it. And it's fascinating because he pulls it down and it becomes just an abstract thing. You don't see it as street anymore. It's an abstract piece, and I really enjoyed looking at
those.
He
had another little series of what I would call gardens and arches, and I thought they were very painterly. Mm-hmm. A real quality of just light, right. A little lot of Renaissance quality to them.
Right, and he keeps the frame of the viewfinder in there so that you know he didn't do this cropping later. I mean, that's really mm-hmm. what he saw. So mm-hmm. that was fun. Then over on Oregon Art Supply, which is at the corner of 10th and Pearl here in Eugene, Jan Halverson, she also teaches out at LCC. And the show that she has up is called Guardians of Sleep, and they are very intense pencil drawings on white paper.
Yes, she says this series, Guardians of Sleep, began as a personal challenge to draw every day. She kept the project very simple by limiting the size of the paper. She uses only pencil, and she draws objects that are often selected by friends. Every week for a year, she drew six varieties of a single subject. And here's a quote from her that I just loved. She says that as each week's work progressed, the act of drawing felt like she was uncovering a secret aspect of the object, often dark and mysterious.
I guess that's the Guardians of Sleep part.
Yes.
Right. And all of these, I was fascinated. They were done by a pencil, a 9mm pencil with a 2B lead. And so for mm-hmm. all of the artists that wonder how much variety or what you can get with that mm-hmm. very limited tool. Mm-hmm. This is a real opportunity to see that.
She uses highlights and a dark background quite often. She uses things like an adze or a shell. I agree that the Guardians of Sleep seems to float in this liminal trance state between waking and sleeping.
And the last one over at Full City
was our friend Dan Welton. He also teaches photography at LCC. He has a series of 10 color photographs up on the north wall. All on the theme of Italy, which I just love. Interestingly, he has the same themes that John has of gardens and arches, but this whole sun-drenched Tuscany aesthetic, I just love it.
Can't go wrong with Tuscany.
No, it was just it's a beautiful series, and I just drank my coffee and soaked it all
there
in.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All of these shows are up through August. That's Allen Brothers Beanery on 5th. Full City Coffee downtown, and Oregon Art Supply here in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen, and you've been listening to the KLCC Arts Review Program.